Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Well, plenty of people complain about not being paid enough for what they do, but spare a thought for the guy forced to swallow swords in front of his employer only to have them turn away refusing to pay. Spare that thought for the humble professional busker. We sent Ben Hope to talk to some of the performers from the International Buskers Festival about the ultimate user pays lifestyle.
I'd seen buskers in town before. Badly played guitar is definitely nothing to create a festival about. But I was wrong. I only saw one banjo the whole weekend, and it was being played blindfolded on a unicycle, and was then juggled along with an umbrella and a tea towel. This was a very different set of buskers. I approached a table full of street performers cautiously, lest I be hit by a wayward sword, fire breath, or cracking whip. Surprisingly, the only ones wanting to talk about their unique skill base were Australians. It was here I met the Space Cowboy, possibly one of the most famous buskers in the world.
Mr. West, era pouco para Space Cowboy.
Otherwise known as the Space Cowboy.
The Space Cowboy.
The Space Cowboy.
Perform under the name of the Space Cowboy. And I started performing at my local markets in Byron Bay when I was 8 years old. And so I guess I've just always been doing it. I've performed in more than 30 countries. I've got 7 Guinness World Records for extreme physical feats, including swallowing 19 sword blades at one time, pulling cars with fishhooks in my eye sockets, and getting run over by motorbikes while I lay on a bed of nails. So I do all sorts of extreme stunts. I juggle chainsaws on a 3-meter unicycle, and do double whip cracking, sword swallowing, and so I'm doing a bunch of cool stunts on the street here at the Auckland Street Performing Festival, and it's been a lot of fun.
With a daily job entailing all that, you have to wonder how dangerous these things are.
Well, I started doing shows when I was 8, so I've been working on it my whole life. I live in a big warehouse, and I've just got heaps of circus stuff all around, and just love playing with new ideas and just kind of pushing myself as much as I can. And I love circus and all different kinds of performance. So yeah, I can't really say how much practice one stunt would take, because it's kind of it's a culmination of everything that I've learnt, and then I put it all together to perform different things. So yeah, some things take a long time and other things I can pick up in a day, but only because I've trained in similar skills all my life. It's educated risks. So I mean, I'm not suicidal or anything. I love my life and I love what I do, and I just like pushing the boundaries of what people think is physically possible. I love working on the street, especially because you never know what's going to happen. You're on the street, so anyone can come up and say whatever they want, do whatever they want. You got to really take control and be in charge. And I love the spontaneity that's involved with just working with people who are just like walking up and not expecting to see anything, and then they just see something, and you've got to catch their attention, you've got to hold their attention until the end. So, yeah, I like it. It's a challenge rather than a stage show where everyone's there to see you.
And how proud his mum must be.
Maybe my mum's not that excited about me, like, swallowing multiple swords and glass tubes that shine through my skin. But she knows that I take a lot of practice and a lot of care in what I do, and they're very supportive in whatever we want to do. I've got 4 sisters, and 3 of them are performers, and so they've always been very supportive.
The festival wasn't all shock, horror, and Vincent Price directed. It had its venerated performers too, who had seen it all, done it all, and had reached a higher plane.
I've been performing as myself, Hemlock. I've trained as a sports acrobat, took that into circus, and once you can turn a backflip, everyone expects you to be able to eat and breathe fire, run around on a trapeze, and do all the other bits and pieces. So I've been learning, acquiring all the other tricks and stuff. I do street when I don't have a paid gig. I'm part of an amazing new circus that started up in Australia, the Hectic Brothers Circus, and we've got some amazing, incredible young talent and a couple of top veterans from around the traps who are sick of the government grant funded path and actually just want to get out there and do work that's good enough to be paid for and survive on its own merits.
Hemlock now works in a circus with what is effectively a 9-to-5 job. So why does he still do street theatre?
On the street, you're constantly having to be entertaining every 30 seconds, minimum. Because if you take too long with anything, people start thinking, gee, I could use a coffee, or, oh, it's a bit windy. Beauty of live theatre. It's not YouTube. It's not we're going to film this 15 times and the best one we put up on the net, or it's a movie where we've got 15 stuntmen ready to jump in and we break one, we just grab another one. No, it's you. And the buck stops with you. And you've got to be able to do it every time. If you don't, there's a lot of people watching. And they walk. I love the honesty of that. And if you can turn around and you've made, you know, 300-400 people have a great time, connect as humans for change instead of a screen or a tube or something, to then be able to just go, hey, if you've had a laugh, help keep me out here, here's my hat. And if you're good enough to actually make a living and survive out of what goes in that hat, then you know you're really there as a performer.
The festival itself came from humbler beginnings.
Pam Glazer, and I'm the festival director for the Auckland International Buskers Festival. This is our 11th festival. We started in a very small way. We started with a three-week festival just to bring life to the big little city. And we did local talent during the week, and then weekends we brought professionals from Australia. And it's just morphed into about a 4 or 5 day festival, depending how the calendar falls. And we bring in talent from all over the world now. And it's we're still small because unfortunately we just don't have the big budgets to do all the marketing. But we really do. The last 3 years we've just got an awesome following, and the word's getting out there.
Then the all-important part, memorable performances.
The memorable bits are when things go wrong, like when at a night show one of the performers from Canada set himself on fire, and he was wearing a polyester. He'd bought a new shirt for his show and he didn't realize it was polyester, and oh, it was terrible. So I spent many hours at the AE with him.
So many of them. I performed with toured with James Brown, with Cat Empire, with Peaches. I've done many tours in Australia and Europe with the Krusty Demons of Dirt, a big motorbike stunt show. Performed at Burning Man Festival, Fuji Rock Festival in Japan. I've done Edinburgh Festival 15 years in a row. Performed on all sorts of Guinness World Record TV shows all around the world. And I'm going to Italy to perform on the Italian Guinness World Record show again in a few weeks, so in like 2 weeks' time. Yeah, a few accidents. Put a knife through my hand. I swallowed a sword blade that I put into an electric drill. And one time in Spain, I swallowed the drill and I bite onto the blade so the drill can spin around above my head when I pull the trigger on. And the battery was just too powerful with this new drill, and it pried my teeth open and the blade spun in my throat as I pulled it out. So I had to get rushed to hospital, coughing up blood and stuff like that. But yeah, I've fallen off my... When I first started doing the blindfold on the 3-meter unicycle, I started juggling the blindfold on and then just kind of just fell backwards while I was still juggling, and I realised I was upside down and put out my hand and smashed my wrist. But I haven't fallen off it in probably about, I don't know, 15 years now.
The scariest gig I've ever done was up in a tiny little tin pot area called Humpty Doo in the Northern Territory of Australia. And I was booked as me and a mate were booked to do the fire shows, fire spinning and fire dancing between the male strippers for a ladies' night for the Hells Angels at the Humpty Doo pub. And that was the scariest, most full-on, just the noise from the room before we went in was frightening as all hell. That one sticks in my mind. Just doing a show and having a little kid come up after the show and with stars in their eyes and just wanting to shake your hand and trying to give you their teddy bear because it's their favourite thing, and saying, look, I'd love to. How about I give Teddy a hug and you take Teddy home?
The festival will be back next January with a whole new lineup of people who backflip off ladders with flaming swords in their mouths while playing Smoke on the Water on the lute, all in the name of democracy.
I hear a lot from politicians about, you know, fighting for democracy and sending warriors over to go charging at people with guns to keep freedom happening. And at the same time, back home, they're shutting down the streets, not letting people express themselves. To me, busking is the most honest, democratic,
artistic and stupid way to ever try and make a living.
And that's Ben Hope reporting from the Auckland International Buskers Festival. After the break, we head along to Laneway to see how it copes in the newly revamped Altia Square.